So now we are with the Chat Circle here at the Textron stand. Thanks to Jimmy that you joined us here to give us the highlight, because you will present now for the first time in Europe the Citation Ascent.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit, what is that now? Yeah.
The hard work of composites teams should be shouted from the rooftops. We're on a mission to give your solutions better visibility and reach, to make them more widely known in the market and gain the appreciation they deserve. To make lightweight construction and specialized technologies available to end users, as well as attract projects, customers, and talent, join our Composites Lounge community. The Composites Lounge community is open to entrepreneurs, C-levels, specialists, and managers who want to create a better world with their innovative composites and play a key role in the success of their company. So if you're a hidden champion who isn't sure how to best promote your work, join a supportive and innovative community which is focused on making composites achievements visible to end users. The Composites Lounge community celebrates and promotes the best innovations, lightweight construction technologies, and sustainable solutions in the automotive, aviation, renewable energy, oil and gas industries, and many more. Get involved at compositeslounge.com.
So absolutely, thank you for stopping by. We have many reasons to be excited about being here this year, and not the least of which is the European debut of the Citation Ascent.
Nice.
It's a fantastic aircraft. It continues to be a great performer for us, built on the platform of the 560 XL, taking the place of the XLS Gen 2 in our product line. But it brings in a new cockpit with G5000, Garmin G5000 avionics,
okay,
coupled with engine upgrades in the Pratt & Whitney Canada 545D engines with improved specific fuel consumption, which extends range by about 100 nautical miles.
So how much less fuel is it burning compared to the XLS?
So we're quantifying that in terms of nautical miles that you pick up in range.
Okay.
So you pick up about 100 nautical miles in range. So it's about 1,940 nautical mile for passenger range.
So 5% plus approximately.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah?
Okay. Absolutely. So bringing great benefit to our customers, both from a performance perspective, but also a comfort perspective. So you get things like increased technology in the cabin with USB-C charging, wireless charging trays, variable seat comfort. So you now have options in terms of seat padding in your cabin seat. So our customers can configure the cabin both from a layout perspective, but also a comfort perspective.
Ah, nice.
So,
okay.
You can see some of the enhancements from the outside of the airplane. So the windshield now drops the bleed air eyelets for rain removal and de-ice and goes to a more of a latitude longitude style windscreen.
Okay.
So it improves the appearance of the aircraft, improves the function of the aircraft. The wing looks a little bit cleaner. We've cleaned up the wing and you now have a new aesthetically pleasing wingtip. So it improves that ramp presence as well. So we're kind of meeting every facet of operations with this redesign.
And what is inside the cabin then, the major change?
So a major change being what you'll notice first, right off the bat when you walk in, are two things. One is the flat floor.
Uh-huh.
You now have options, flat floor being the standard, but you can opt to go back to the traditional drop aisle configuration.
Yeah.
And then you also have a new cabin seat. So it's a sport style seat with variable comfort options in terms of cushion, with electric release that improve the functionality of the seat and the ease of mobility throughout the cabin.
And the windows?
Yeah, windows are about 15% larger. So
that makes a difference.
Yes, it does make a huge difference. So both in the aesthetics of the airplane, but also the natural light that it allows into the cabin. So gives it a bigger, more roomy overall feel.
Wonderful. Yeah. So we need to have now a look inside the cabin.
You need to get a look for yourself. I can talk about it all day long, but you're not going to experience it truly until you get in for yourself.
How often did you fly already in the Ascent?
I have. I have that distinct privilege of being able to fly on it somewhat regularly, and it's a truly an exceptional experience. So we're excited to get it in front of our customers and get it out into the field.
Cool. So that's so much about the Ascent, but your lineup here is much more the Longitude there, the M2 and so on. Let's go to the M2 for a short moment, because it's now the Gen 2, and that means also it's the smallest jet that you are offering and also the most fuel efficient jet.
Yes, it is our light entry offering, so it is the smallest Part 23 jet that we offer, but we're excited to show you that as well.
Okay, and how is it now? It is still bigger than the Mustang was, the old one, right?
Yep, yeah. it's a little bit bigger tube, a little bit longer. It is bigger than the Mustang, so it's a 525 type rating. Mm-hmm. So same type rating as the CJ3 and CJ4 family of aircraft. Yeah. So that makes it easy for our pilots, our operators to transition through.
Yeah.
But your cockpit's going to be very similar. So a G3000 cockpit now with auto throttles. And of course, right on the heels of that, we have announced the Gen 3 that we're working to certify that pulls in emergency Autoland.
Autoland will be also then in the M2. Nice. And from the fuel efficiency point of view, how does it compare with the Ascent approximately? It's probably like half almost the fuel consumption, or?
Yeah, it's certainly less. What's great about the way we design our aircraft is, you know, fuel consumption or reducing fuel consumption is always at the forefront of our mind when we design them. So again, I don't think our customers would experience double the fuel consumption. I don't think just by going up in size, you should expect to see dramatic increases in fuel consumption. But yes, just by nature of weight and size and different aerodynamic design, you would see a change in fuel consumption, sure.
Okay, but still the most efficient small light jet that you have there in the lineup.
Absolutely.
Very nice. Then let's have a look in the M2 and the Longitude afterwards, but let's start with the Ascent.
Great place to start.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Jimmy.
Thank you.
Great to meet you here.
Great to be here.
So this is Aero Day 1, 2026, with the nicest and best weather, just like last year, very blue sky. Jimmy, how do you like Aero 2026 so far?
Oh, it's fantastic. It's packed with people, and the weather is beautiful, as you mentioned, so you really couldn't ask for a better show.
Jimmy, by the way, dear community, he's the VP of product development at Textron, would we say? Yes. And we will gonna talk about composite parts, the engineering part of the planes. My partner Norbert had already a chat with him about the nice flying, the comfortable flying, but now let's dive into the technology, into the engineering.
Sure.
Do you fly yourself?
I don't. I'm not a pilot, but I have the distinct pleasure of being able to operate on our aircraft quite frequently. So when I experience a plane, I'm looking at it from multiple perspectives, not only as a pilot or a pilot would, but also as a passenger or an owner operator.
Mm-hmm. Tell us a bit about your, very briefly, the product development.
Yeah.
Are there different departments? How do you operate as product development? So before we come into the
materials part. Yeah, so as in any, I guess, the product development department or organization, we certainly have multiple facets to how we approach it. But I think what is similar and what is somewhat unique is that it starts with the customer first and the customer experience, whether you're a pilot or you're a what we would call a turn right customer who experiences more of a cabin focused experience. We're trying to view it from all of those perspectives. So it starts with our customer first and how they use that airplane before we go and start redesigning or implementing new technology, to your point.
Mm-hmm. So you have a view, customer first, get his comfort right, his safety right, and then would we say reverse engineer to the product?
Yeah, it's like what you're trying to do is establish what you're trying to solve for. We don't just go do change for change sake. Mm-hmm. Is you're wanting to make and create meaningful change for your customers. So yes, you start with what a customer is trying to achieve, and then you back your way into that solution.
Excellent mindset. I like that.
Yeah.
So let's talk about my community, Jimmy, is about composites. I have a view on composites which is very wide, but for the aerospace space sake, let's narrow it down to thermoplast, thermoset composites, fiber reinforced polymers.
Sure.
So does your nice, what is this? This is these.
The Citation Ascent.
Citation Ascent. Does this has any composite part? I know it's a rhetoric question, but now let's get a professional answer to that.
So composites aren't something that are a new concept to Textron Aviation or Beechcraft or Cessna brands. We've been working with composites for years. We've done composite fuselages, composite wings. I'd say what's more prevalent today are composite features or composite components of the aircraft. So you'll see composites both in the interior engineering and in the interior manufacturing process, but you'll also see them externally on some of the control surfaces and certain features of the aircraft to either lessen weight or improve weight. And because, as you know, aircraft are very weight sensitive machines. So we'll incorporate composite manufacturing and composite features when necessary to try and achieve those goals.
Are there any trends in the fiber reinforced plastics in composites right now that you follow? Are you going more towards carbon fiber or fiberglass products? Are there any trends that you can sense these days?
I don't know if there's any trends I can sense. I'd say what's the trend is getting, I think what you've seen in the past are trends that try to go one way or the other, and they try to go on larger scale. I think the trend you're seeing is a more focused approach to implementing composite materials when it makes most sense. So let's don't, again, going back to my comment on let's not just do change for change's sake, but let's implement the correct technology at the correct time in the correct place, if that's an answer to your question.
Absolutely, it is, yes. Thank you so much, Jimmy, for these insights on the plane manufacturing.
Of course.
And enjoy the rest of the show.
You too, thank you so much.
Ilkay Özgüzoğlu at Aero 2026 with Composites 360 on tour. Materials, structures, and engineering decisions. This is why I'm here, to cover you these decisions that have to be made regarding engineering, technology, and sustainability. I'm Ilkay. I focus on the engineering side of aviation. I'm mostly interested in how these things get to fly. The manufacturing side, technology, and engineering. Innovations that make these gears fly. Real teams, real technology, real innovations. Composites, components, and cutting-edge engineering, that's my world. Join me when we go into the details. Jets, components, communities, all in one place. The topics in aviation that are trending right now, of course, are sustainability, MRO, maintenance, repair, overhaul, and also retrofitting these planes. And all these have to be lightweight, of course. That's why we're here, covering the stories for you from Aero 2026, ILA in Berlin, and maybe other places like Paris Air Show next year. Why are then aircrafts one of our major topics at the Composites 360 on tour coverage? Because these things are technical gears and they combine all processes that are in the lightweighting technology available. So whom do we service this for? If you are in the aviation industry, aerospace industry, but also in the automotive industry, all these parts that you are seeing here on the wings and on the winglets are made from composite materials, lightweight technologies. And we cover in the aviation, of course, not only the outside or the engine compartment. Of course, very important is also the inside of the plane. And sizes, of course, start with the small to the mid-size range and to the large. Whether it is brokers or operators or MRO companies like Lufthansa Technik, these are part of our coverage. Follow along, we are just getting started. And we partnered up in the general aviation with the Jet Circle. And the Jet Circle is about?
The Jet Circle is the whole world of business aviation, bringing you most efficient propeller airplane or a nice business jet like this one behind us.
And I bring you engineering and components, technology with the Composites launch onto your feet. At the body of our newsletter, you will find all videos and YouTube and podcasts and get yourself a picture out of what's going on in the general aviation industry. Where people see thought leaders bringing up the latest topics and trends, particularly in the composites industry and advanced materials, we are seeing people working on sustainability and our future. To this end, thank you for listening to our Composites Launch podcast episodes on Composites 360 on tour.
with expert and engineering talks, online live stream panels, and panels at subject exhibitions, we are here to serve you with the latest content that is available in this industry. Whether it is reporting from the market front, like the aerospace or automotive OEMs, whether these are regional events spread all over the DACH region, Europe, or elsewhere in the world, we are here to cover those dialogues, presentations, and events in order to bring you the most creative ideas with the mission of creating sustainable value. Creating sustainable value means that we are connecting also the world with our partners. We invite you to join our Composites launch, Composites 360 on tour, on our digital channels. Be rest assured, Composites launch brings you the brightest, the best, and the fastest topics on LinkedIn, YouTube, and here on your favorite podcast on a weekly basis. Stay tuned.